I'm Steve Junker with the Fishing News. I'm speaking with On the Water magazine editor Kevin Blinkoff. This week, we're going to talk about smoking fish, which is something you can do at home in the backyard. So, Kevin, let's start with the very basic question. Why smoke fish, and what kind of fish are we talking about?
Well, historically, people got into smoking fish as a way to preserve fish without refrigeration. So if you pack fish in salt, you cure it and draw out the moisture and kill bacteria. And then if you have a long smoking process, it further dries out the fish and creates an acidic coating of smoke. And all of this helps keep bacteria from growing and preserves the fish so you don't need to refrigerate it. But today, we smoke mostly just for the taste. We like the taste of smoke in our food, as anybody who eats bacon will tell you. So what most home chefs are doing when they're smoking fish is simply cooking it with heat, but then at the same time also infusing it with that good smoke flavor.
So what kind of fish are we talking about when we smoke fish?
Well, any kind of fish can benefit from that added flavor of smoke. Typically, people like to smoke oilier fish that has strong flavors. It includes salmon and then mackerel and, of course, bluefish, which is very popular around here. That smoke flavor balances out the strong flavor of a fish. And because the process will dry out the fish a little bit, it actually firms up the texture of an oily fish in a good way.
Practically speaking, what kind of smoke are we talking about here?
You don't need anything too complicated. You need three things in a smoker, really. A heat source, which can be charcoal, which is usually the cheapest, or propane, or electric. A smoker that's a dedicated smoker has a water reservoir, usually, that'll help maintain a steady temperature, and then a rack for the meat. But if you don't want to go out and buy a dedicated smoker, you can also just use a typical home grill. What I'll do on my home grill is leave one side of the grill off and place the fish there. It's in direct heat. And then on the hot side of the grill, add some wood chips in either a foil packet or in a specially designed smoking box.
Walk us through the process. What are the basic steps in hot smoking fish?
If you read about it, most people recommend that you start by brining a fish in a salt mixture, letting it air dry, and forming this magical thing called a pellicle, which is drying out the outside of the fish, before you start smoking. I've experimented a lot with it, and you can get some great results doing all that, but you also run the risk when you brine fish of maybe adding too much salt. So my recommendation, and some people might disagree, is to just keep it simple. Treat it almost like you're grilling the fish to prepare it. Add the seasoning that you want to the fish and put it on the smoker. And then for something like, say, bluefish, I aim for about 2 hours of smoking, somewhere around 180 to 200 degrees. And the end result is a fish that kind of firms up in texture, loses some of the fishy taste, and gains a great deal of that good smoky flavor.
So what do you do with it then? How do you serve it?
Well, this past weekend I made some that was a big hit. I switched from doing my usual kind of peppery, savory type of spices on it. I added some sweetness. I put some brown sugar on it and brushed it toward the end with a mixture of melted butter and rum. And that was popular, just still warm right off the grill. So I recommend just eating it straight off the grill. Another option is to mix it up into a dip or a pate. That's delicious with bluefish.
Let's move on and let's round up the fishing action. Those bigger striped bass are showing up at last in good numbers?
Yes, definitely. Most of the excitement right now is down around the Elizabeth Islands and Martha's Vineyard. There seem to be some bigger bass being reported from that area. 40-pound-plus fish, real trophies, have moved in. We haven't seen those fish yet up in the canal or Cape Cod Bay, but that could happen any day. Those fish could move into that area. Another spot that's been very hot is around Race Point and inside Cape Cod Bay. It seems like this year, for whatever reason, a good number of fish came around the Provincetown area and around the outside of the Cape, never moved through the canal. So every year is a little different, and we'll see what happens now with the stripers that we have in place.
For more on fishing the Cape and Islands, check out the fishing forecast at onthewater.com. Thanks, Kevin.
Thank you.
For WCAI's The Fishing News, I'm Steve Junker.